WeRadio.org. 21st Century Activism News Hour. Ooh, I'm on a fuzzy mic. I'm going to switch mics right now. Mic 2? All right, that sounds so much better. This is the 21st Century Activism News Hour. I'm DJ Marquis. 21st Century Activism News Hour looks at issues presently that I receive via email from all these online action groups. So it's an opportunity for us to participate in this democracy that is only as good as our participation in it. And so today we'll be looking at three issues. We've been looking at a lot of environmental issues lately, urgent ones. And so this week we're going to look at some of the heavy hitters of the activism world, these groups you probably already know about. We have an issue from the American Civil Liberties Union. Later on, we'll be looking at one from the Electronic Frontier Foundation. And then finally, one from Amnesty International. So it's both a show that covers domestic events as well as international ones. If you have any questions today that you'd like to ask me during the show, you can always instant message us here at the station. Using AOL Instant Messenger, here at Kill Radio, we use the handle killradio.org. It's just like our website address, just without the org, or without the dot, I should say. So again, that's killradio.org if you have any questions today. Be happy to answer them to you, point you in the right direction. If you'd like to find out more information about the show, you can always go to the MySpace page, myspace.com/Marquis_KR. That's Marquis, MARQUIS_KR. So when we come back, we'll go to the first issue, which comes to us from the American Civil Liberties Union. And what we're listening to now as it finishes out is Harry James with the song Sleepy Lagoon. You're listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour on killradio.org.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart I have but one desire, and that one is you. No other will do. I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I want the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
I don't want to set the world on fire, honey. I love you too much. I just want to start a great big flame down in your heart. You see, way down inside of me, darling, I have only one desire, and that one desire is you. And I know nobody else ain't gonna do.
I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same,
I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
Un mot d'amour, c'est incoloré, mais un baiser, c'est éloquent. Ne me fais pas de longs poèmes, ne parle pas de tes émois. Pour me prouver combien tu m'aimes, de temps en temps, embrasse-moi. Prends ma vie de car demain tu me quittes, tu dois m'indemniser. Il faut bien que je fasse provision de baisers. Quatre jours, c'est bien long, sois prudent chérie. Et surtout rappelle-toi si tu m'écris. Que tu m'adores, mais pense à moi de temps en temps. Car bien de fois le cœur ignore ce que la main écrit souvent. Ne jure pas d'être fidèle, je veux le croire malgré toi. Mais si les filles là-bas sont belles, de temps en temps, dis, pense-moi. Du 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 do 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 do.
KillHitter.org. Boy, sometimes you just come and do your show, and things don't seem to be working right. And they're not today. I'm not even in stereo. See? I'm not even in stereo, and I'm trying to fix it. All right, let's try that. Okay, that was Josephine Baker we just heard with the song De Temp en Temp. Before that was Ink Spots, I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire. And we start off the set with Sleepy Lagoon by Harry James. You're listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Marquis. That's Marquis at killradio.org. That's M-A-R-Q-U-I-S at killradio.org. If you have any questions, you want to email me. Or if you want to find out more about the show, myspace.com/Marquis_KR. That's also where I'll have today's show, the link of the recorded show, also the playlist, and what we covered today available. So let's go to our first issue. It comes to us from the American Civil Liberties Union. So if you'd like to look at this issue and take part in it, it's at aclu.org, A, C as in cat, L as in Larry, U, dot O-R-G. just like all these online activist groups, there's always a link that says either Action Center or Act Now or Take Action. So when you get to ACLU.org, go to the link that says Action Center. And there's a number of issues. We're going to look at just one of them today, but I invite you, if you want to, afterwards, let's look at the others these other ones and take action with those. This one is about employment discrimination. It's the first one at the top. It says, help stop employment discrimination. And it says, in most of the country, it is perfectly legal for an employer to fire someone solely because of his or her sexual orientation or gender identity. Help fight employer discrimination. There's information to read more. There's a link, actually. It says read more, or you can click on the link that says take action right now. And with all this stuff, the email is already written out for you. So you just fill in your necessary information. It will do it accordingly. The body of the email, like I always say, is already written out, but it is not written in stone, so to speak. You can totally edit it and personalize it to your liking. And all these groups always say it's great to personalize them, to make them personal to you, so that they sound different. They're more apt to be read than if it just looks like a form letter sent. So I highly encourage you, if you want to take part in this issue, is to personalize the letter in some way. And then you can see on the email itself says support HR 2015, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. And then very easily it says in the body of the email, as your constituent, I strongly urge you to support the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. It's also known as ENDA, E-N-D-A, E-N-D-A, HR 2015. So you can edit all this information for you here, add more to it if you like, and then send it off. Fill out all the information below. The starred information, as you see on the left, is that which is pertinent or must be filled out. And so you don't have to give your phone number if you don't want to. And I don't want any of these people calling me anyways. I get enough phone calls as it is. Haha. So you send it off and it's done. So again, that's at ACLU.org. Once you send it off, it tells you who you sent it to. In my case, it went to both my senators, Senators Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer here in California. Also, it went to my representative in Congress, which is Congresswoman Lucille Roybal Ayard for California, my District 34. All right, thank you so much. That is, again, ACLU.org. Click on the links, and it's pretty self-explanatory. I invite you to check out the other links as well that are linked to that. But simple enough, straightforward, just as the issue is. If we think that adults of sound mind and body should be fired based upon what they do outside of the workplace, unless they have some sort of job that has their sexual orientation important. So let's go back to music. We just heard, when we came back, we were listening to Avalon by Dango Reinhardt. And then let's go to the remainder of this song by Rita Hayworth. It's I'm Old Fashioned. You're listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DG Marquis, on KillRadio.org.
I'm old fashioned, but I don't mind it. That's how I want to be. As long as you agree to stay old fashioned with me. I'm
was a lucky April shower. It was the most convenient door. I found $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. The rain continued for an hour. I hung around for 3 or 4. Around $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. She was selling china, and when she made those lines, I kept buying china until the crowd got wide. Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, just step inside my cottage door and meet the $1 million baby from the 5 and 10 cent store.
Each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it, 'cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way.
The stars desert the skies and rush to nestle in your eyes. It's magic. Without a golden wand or mystic charms, fantastic things begin when I am in your arms. When we walk hand in hand, the world becomes a wonderland. It's magic. How else can I explain those rainbows when there is no rain? It's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are really true? When in my heart I know the magic is my love for you. How else can I explain those rainbows when there is no rain? It's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen? You.
Do that. Oh my god. That was weird. All right, are we back? Sorry about that. I don't know what I did. See, the board's acting weird today. That's going to sound good in the recording. So I wanted to jump the gun on this next issue. But let's go through the music. This is Happy Days Are Here Again by Annette Hanshaw. Before that, we heard My Blue Heaven by Artie Shaw. Before that was Sarah Vaughan with It's Magic. Then before that was Fred Astaire with The Way You Look Tonight. Dinah Washington brought us If I Loved You. And then we started the set with I Found a Million Dollar Baby in a 5 and 10 cent store by Harry Warren. Look for this is Chet Baker lining, with Look for the Silver Lining. And this next issue is actually a phone call that we can do. It comes to us from the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which is EFF.org. That's E as in Edward, Frank, Frank, EFF.org. This is a organization that is, their subtitle is Defending Freedom in the Digital World. So it's taking on issues about communication, technology, the way it's changing, and allowing the society at large to be protected. So if you go to their Action Center, again, EFF.org, click on the link that says Action Center. The first alert you see, it says Stop the Spying. If you click on that, it actually goes to a different website, stopthespying.org. It says the president is unconstitutionally wiretapping the telephone and internet communications of millions of ordinary Americans. Companies like AT&T want immunity for their illegal collaboration with the president's program, and Congress might let them get away with it. So if you click on the link that says take action, you'll see it's not an email to write. It's actually two phone calls to make. One is to Representative Nancy Pelosi. The other is to Senator Harry Reid. Nancy Pelosi being, of course, the Speaker of the House. Third in line, by the way, just to remind everyone, she's third in line. And then Harry Reid, which is the Majority Leader of the Senate. Of course, Nancy Pelosi also being the Majority Leader of the House. So we're going to give them a call and let them know that we're going to stop warrantless surveillance of ordinary Americans. We also don't want them to be legislating in the dark. They should not allow any expansion of this issue happen unless a public investigation is complete. And then also to not let the phone companies off the hook. They don't deserve that. There's also more information when you do that. Our phone's here at killready.org. Don't let me dial out to Washington, D.C. So I'm going to dial for my cell phone. So you're only going to hear one side of the conversation. I'll call Nancy Pelosi's office now. I'll do the other one when we're at music. Her number, her office in D.C. is 202-225-4965. And let's see what we can figure out what happens here. I'm going to talk as loud as I can into the microphone. Yeah, is this Nancy Pelosi's office? Yeah, my name is Mark Caldwell. I'm a constituent calling from Los Angeles, California. Yeah, I'm calling about the Protect America Act. I wanted to urge her to repeal that act, I guess, to ensure that we have protection of surveillance from the government. I will be happy to do that. Thanks. She's transferring into a comment line. So I'm just going to leave a comment. I'm getting a recording right now. It doesn't sound like it's Nancy's voice. Their horns were black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. Hi, my name is Mark Caldwell. I'm calling from Los Angeles, California, in the United States of America. I'm calling about the Protect America Act, I should say. And I'm calling to urge Representative Pelosi to be a leader in Congress to stop the NSA's domestic spying and to repeal this Protect, quote-unquote, Protect America Act. Also, I would love to urge the representative, or Representative Pelosi, to please make this, any sort of expansion on this act or on spying authority, be done so in public, in a public investigation and not in the dark. And finally, we can't let the phone companies off the hook. We shouldn't allow them to just do things privately and illegally, assisting the government without our own authority and the issues that arise when they do so. Hope I'm making myself clear. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. All right, well, let's see how that went. Okay, so that sounded okay. I was trying to read the notes here and do it and talk and ugh. All right, let's call Harry Reid's office. We got time. 202-224-3542. Let's see if I sound a little bit more coherent this time. I wish I could do this through our own phone system, but it just doesn't work that way. Okay, it's ringing. I'm getting recording. It sounds like it's his voice, though. I'm going to go and leave a message. So I'm going to leave a message for Harry Reid. I'm going to leave recording right now. My name is Mark Caldwell. I'm calling from Los Angeles, California, and I'm calling Senator Reid regarding the quote-unquote Protect America Act. I want to urge Senator Reid to please stop this warrantless surveillance of ordinary Americans like me. Well, I'm an extraordinary American, actually, but either way, I shouldn't be spied upon by my own government for no reason. So I want him to be a leader in repealing this Protect America Act. Also, any sort of spying authority that the government wants, Congress should oppose it, first of all. And then also, any sort of expansion of it should be done so in a public fashion. And then finally, we can't let the phone companies off the hook who are working with the president in doing these illegal, in this illegal spying on the government's behalf. There should be some, what's the word I'm looking for? Punishment's not the word. There should be some consequences for them doing this. So please, my email address is mark, M-A-R-C, at killradio.org, killradio.org. My address is... That's Los Angeles, California. Again, my name is Mark, M-A-R-C, Caldwell, C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L. Okay, bye. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Okay, I just gave my address out over the internet. Great. Now everyone's going to go to my house. That was smart. Please don't come over unless you call ahead of time. And if you don't have my phone number, then you're going to have to do that first. Shit, I can't believe I did that. All right, well, I did that without thinking. Again, this issue comes to us from the EF, the Electronic Frontier Foundation. It goes to another website, stopthespying.org. And it's an issue about the so-called Protect America Act. I can't wait to hear this recording later and see how I sounded. Do I sound like a total dork or what? So again, that's the issue. Let's go to music. I knew that was going to take longer than I wanted it to. Our next issue will be coming to us from Amnesty International. If you'd like to go to their website now, it's amnesty.org, www.amnesty.org. So let's go to music. This is P.S. I Love You with Billie Holiday. Actually, I'm with Ben Harper. You're listening to 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Marquis, at killradio.org.
Nothing else for me to say, and so I'll close. But by the way, everybody's thinking of you. P.S. I love you. Love you. Love you.
Sun shines bright in the old Kentucky home. 'Tis summer, the darkies are gay. The corn tops ripe and the meadows in the bloom, while the birds make music all the day. The young folks roll on the little cabin floor, all merry, all happy and bright. By and by, hard times comes a knocking at the door, then my old Kentucky home, good night. Weep no more, my lady. Oh, weep no more today. We will sing one song for the old Kentucky home. For the old Kentucky home. Head must bow and the back will have to bend wherever the darkie may go. A few more days and the trouble all will end in the field where the sugar canes grow. A few more days for to drop the weary load. No matter, 'twill never be light. A few more days till we totter on the road, then my old Kentucky home, good night. Weep no more, my lady. Oh, weep no more. song for the old Kentucky home, for the old Kentucky home, far away.
Schimmer, ein je ne sais pas quoi, liegt in den Augen immer bei einer schönen Frau. Doch wenn sich meine Augen bei einem vis-à-vis ganz tief in seine saugen, was sprechen dann sie? Ich bin von Kopf bis Fuß auf Liebe eingestellt, denn das ist meine Welt und sonst gar nicht. Das ist, was soll ich machen, meine Natur. Ich kann halt lieben nur und sonst gar nicht. Männer umschwirren mich wie Motten um das Licht, und wenn sie verbrennen, ja, dafür kann ich nicht. Ich bin von Kopf bis Fuß auf Liebe eingestellt, ich kann halt lieben nur und sonst gar nicht. Was piept in meinen Händen, in ihrem heißen Druck? Sie möchten sich verschwenden, sie haben nie genug. Ihr werdet mir verzeihen, ihr müsst es halt verstehen. Es lockt mich stets von Neuem, ich finde es so schön. Ich bin von Kopf bis Fuß auf Liebe eingestellt, denn das ist meine Welt und sonst gar nicht. Das ist, was soll ich machen, meine Natur. Ich kann halt lieben nur und sonst gar nicht. Männer umschwirren mich wie Motten um das Licht, und wenn sie verbrennen, ja, dafür kann ich nicht. Ich bin von Kopf bis Fuß auf Liebe eingestellt, ich kann halt lieben nur und sonst gar nicht.
Thank you. can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd
so
drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
But baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight
now. Break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if
sir.
I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Oh, baby, don't hold out, baby.
Ah, but it's cold outside. I simply must go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has been.
How lucky that you
so
dropped in.
So nice and warm.
Look out that window at that star.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon the tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
gosh,
vicious.
Your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I got to get home.
But baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch
but
my hand.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and died,
I really can't stay.
Get over that old doubt.
Ah, but it's cold outside.
Where could you be going when the wind is blowing and it's cold outside?
Baby, it's cold, cold outside.
21st Century Activism NewsHour with me, DJ Marquis. Technical issues today. Do you just come in and the stuff acts differently. The equipment acts a little different. So music-wise, that was Baby, It's Cold Outside. That was Ella Fitzgerald. And I don't know who that was singing with her. It's a male vocalist. Has a almost, such a falsetto to his voice. It almost sounds like a woman in a sense. But I know it's a male singer because it's always sung with a male and a female. So if you know who that singer was, you want to instant message me here at the station or email me. Here at the station, it's killradio.org as our instant messenger handle, killradio.org, just like our website, just without the dot. Or you can email me at marquis@killradio.org, M-A-R-Q-U-I-S @killradio.org. I'd love to find out. Before that, we heard Paul Whiteman with Charleston, Marlena Dietrich before that with Falling in Love Again. Paul Robeson gave us My Old Kentucky Home, and then we started with P.S. I Love You, Ben Harper, and Billie Holiday. Right now, this is the actually the Moscow Symphony Orchestra doing the song from the movie The Original King Kong, See at Night. So we have one more issue that comes to us from Amnesty International. If you click on the link at amnesty.org, go to amnesty.org, click on the link that says Act Now. The top one, there's a number of issues here, and we've acted on these before. But this one is Overcoming the Obstacles, Human Rights Activists in Guatemala and Honduras. So let's look at that. It's a lot of information here. It says reports of killings, death threats, harassment, and intimidation of human rights activists continue to be commonplace in Guatemala and Honduras. Many defenders of human rights are subjected to unfounded investigations and malicious prosecutions. Their offices and homes are placed under surveillance, while at the same time, important human rights information and documents are stolen to obstruct the human rights work. So this is an issue that also shows, has a lot of information to find out about human rights activists in Central America and what they go through. There's even some videos and some play-by-plays. So let's look at the web. The email itself is actually an email going to the president of the Honduran Republic, or they call it the Republic of Honduras. That's President Manuel Zelaya. Also, it's going to be going to the president of Guatemala, which is Oscar Berger Perdomo. I don't know what that title means. That means he's the licenciado. All right. Well, I'm just going to follow the instructions. Looks like what they want you to do on this one is copy and paste. Shoot. And there isn't a way to email the Honduran president. Looks like it's a fax. So if you have access to a fax, you can fax that. But if you can for sure cut and paste this email. So, simple enough. Just open up a new window and you can cut and paste the document itself. Let's hope they can speak English. I don't mean that in a stupid way. It's like we're going to be emailing them in English. When it's obviously a Spanish-speaking country. Hope that doesn't come across as arrogant. So I'm cutting. What I'm doing, I'm cutting and pasting the information at least to email the president of Guatemala, Oscar Berger Perdomo. It says licenciado, which to me I think means licensed. I don't know if that. God. I wonder if he's in the office of the president or he's the actual president. You would think I should know these things, you know? It's funny how we don't know these things. But I'm going to... there's a number of email addresses. I guess it CCs a whole bunch of people. I'm just going to go for it. It doesn't give you a title for this email. I'd love to put the title in Spanish. All right, well, I'm going to do the best I can. And I'm going to change to Dear Presidente. Oh, no. Because I don't know if he's president. I don't have time. We're out of time here. So I just sent that off. Oh, it's not liking. Oh, I know why. There we go. Did that work? Oop, it worked. All right. So thank you so much for listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Marquis. MySpace.com/Marquis_KR, MARQUIS_KR. That's at MySpace.com. You will find the show available later today at the MySpace page. Just look at the blog. It'll also have the playlist and the issues we covered. MySpace.com/Marquis_KR. Also, if you'd like to email me, Marquis@killradio.org. Coming up next at the top of the hour is it's killradio.org's old submission show with DJs Mark and John. Bands from all over the world submit and they play it, no questions asked. Thank you so much for listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Marquis.